Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, away we go. Welcome to Season 16, episode number 3,560. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, The Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Hard Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has America's favorite dips. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drunkity drunk. All right, here we go. Residents in Florida are concerned that their pet roosters are being stolen for a cockfighting ring. Meanwhile, a work-at-home prostitute may be kicked out of her home for being too loud while doing her thing. Sad news in Reno. After putting many eyes out, you can no longer carry a whip. Good Samaritan helps man fix bike before realizing it was his bike that had been gripped. And a Florida man tells cops he only takes meth to see his imaginary girlfriend, Emma. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
Here's the question.
All a bitches, good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. I'm getting there.
Spinning it.
It's spinning now. That is the sound of the category wheel that we will spin. And then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Ray, who is known in France as Connard Stupide, and found a way to answer 18 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Conversation. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Jones and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3560. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat, that is for sure. Head Chef is back. Ted's meat potatoes. Safe to say it's dip season.
Oh, yeah.
It is. You know, if you like a hot dip, like some queso, you know what I mean? The buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo chicken dips.
Typically hook up, you know what I mean?
Taco dip.
Hell yeah.
Cheese any dip. Sour cream and onion.
So you have America's favorite dips.
Correct.
Yes.
See if you agree with them.
I'm a dip fan, man.
Everybody's a dip fan, right?
But there's no dip that I don't enjoy. I mean, you can put artichokes in it and things I necessarily wouldn't think are the best in the world. But I've had an artichoke cheese, like Parmesan dip, which is
delicious.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the same one.
Yeah, I know. Has the red paprika on top. So good. So America's favorite dips coming up with a head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. And of course, today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel, and you're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And as we play Big Dummy, we'd like to do a little men's room poll. Last time we played the game, we asked you if you had to live in a home for a week, which home would you live in?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
These are kind of spooky. We had the Amityville Horror House, the Stranger Things home, the Scream House, and Jeffrey Dahmer's home that he grew up in, which is the location of the first victim and
yes.
his spree there. So as we do, we put the poll up. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, here are the results from the last time we played the game. The last place you wanted to spend a weekend, that would be Jeffrey Dahmer's home. 17% of you said, yep, I'll take that option. Coming in at number three, the Amityville Horror House. 19%.
Which, no.
Which we understand has been torn down.
I keep getting conflicting reports. I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. Okay. I wouldn't stay there.
And the tight race for one and two, Stranger Things. That got 31% of the vote and just barely missed beating out the number one option. I'd like to live in the Scream House for a week. 33% of you said that. Not only that, there's a actual opportunity for you to sign up and spend some time there. So that's that was the winner last time. Okay, so since it is National Dessert Day, this is going to be a tough one. We want you to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life.
All right.
For the rest of your life, you can only enjoy one style of dessert. All right. The first option is cake. Now, no. As far as cake goes, I did a little research here. It seems like the number one cake that keeps popping up as far as the cake that people enjoy the most is the German chocolate cake.
Really?
That was number one on about four surveys that I looked at. That was the number one cake.
And isn't it like basically just chocolate cake and not even German? There's something weird about it.
Yeah, it's not German. I don't remember the whole thing. I don't remember what it is. But yeah, basically it's chocolate cake with chocolate frosting.
Okay.
Which is so weird. People always talk about chocolate cake. It's probably my least favorite cake.
Is that right? What is your favorite? Like a white cake?
Yellow cake, man.
Yeah, yellow cake.
Okay, yellow cake.
I don't know
cake,
what it
like
is.
The yellow standard.
White or chocolate icing?
I could do chocolate, but I prefer like a butter, like a butter ice or butter frosting.
Okay, all right.
Let me ask you one thing about this. Does cheesecake fall under cake or pie? In my mind, it is pie.
I think
it's pie.
Okay,
it's
I think today,
I think based on the way it's cut, it is pie,
and it's in a crust.
Correct. I mean, that's yes, exactly.
All right. So for today's purposes,
like a Mississippi mud pie. It's close to that. Yeah. I like a red velvet cake.
Really?
Yes.
I don't dislike it, but it's not my top pick.
I think the one I really like that I don't give enough credit to is carrot cake.
It's okay.
It's not really cake
it's
though.
Okay.
It's the star of carrot cake is the frosting.
Yes.
But it's
still delicious.
I'll tell you what a good cake is. The standard Costco sheet cake. Unbelievably delicious.
If you go to QFC, if you go to Fred Meyer or Safeway, and just go to their deli section, their cupcakes, their cakes that you can
order.
That's
in the deli section, huh?
Well, typically, the bakery and those grocery stores, you don't go to the
grocery
store.
I was just curious.
You don't go to the grocery store.
I didn't know they're selling meat and cupcakes together now.
I don't know how we're shocked well, that there's like the sheet cakes and cupcakes in the grocery store. Any of them.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, where they're you know, preparing the food for you, whether it's fried chicken.
It's the in Miles' defense, it technically is like the bakery, but there's nobody in the bakery.
Correct.
And then usually if a little bit down the aisle is the
deli. Exactly.
But they're not in the deli.
Like if you order a cake, you got to go to the deli.
I'm going to stand
or someone
at
the counter, then they go get you the cake. You know what I mean? That's the way it works there. Undeniably, and I haven't had it for years, I still love Angel Food Cake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good call.
Angel Food Cake is one of those things.
Why do we stop eating it?
I don't know.
I feel like there's a period in time where you eat it a lot, and then in the last, 15 years?
You can drizzle it with chocolate. Or
I'm about to say, the only problem with Angel Food Cake, it is delicious, but it always needs something else. You need strawberries, you need cream.
It's like a vegetable. It's fine.
It's the base, and then you put whatever you put.
Asparagus needs prosciutto.
It's the only Blake canvas cake that you can get.
Yeah, exactly. So cake is your first option. You can only eat cake for the rest of your life. Option number two, that would be pie. We know there's a lot of pie lovers out there. Pumpkin pie season is upon us.
Sweet potato pie.
Pecan pie is coming up.
Oh.
These are not meat pies like you would get in Europe. We're talking about a dessert. Right. We're talking about actual pie. Now, I like pies that people hate, like coconut cream pie.
Yeah, I hate that.
Out.
I also don't mind a little slice of key lime pie.
Ooh, I do like key lime.
I like key lime. I had some of the best key lime pie of my life this summer.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Yeah. So the roof of your mouth starts getting eaten away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they had like, it was like double-deckered, and there was like a layer of crust in the middle.
Nothing wrong with a good fruit pie, apple pie, a lot of you around here like rhubarb pie or whatever the hell
pumpkin
that is.
Pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Are we including, what's the other thing besides a pie? Like you make like a blueberry, is it a crumble?
Cobbler.
Cobbler. Can we throw that into the pie division?
I think if it's a cousin of any of these, you're good. Like, ice cream's going to be an option next. Okay, we move on to ice cream.
How about sherbet?
Yeah, that includes sherbet. That includes, you know, I can't believe it's not yogurt. That includes
root beer flutes.
You know, Italian ices of the world and all those kind of things. So
you're going to pick Italian ice as the one dessert for the rest of your life.
Well, you ever had Italian
ice
cream?
I'm just saying it falls in that family.
Yeah. You ever have Italian ice like at Rita's back east? Mm-hmm. I think there's one in T-Mobile. But it's like one layer of Italian ice and then soft serve. Then another layer of Italian ice and then soft serve.
Mm. It's good. It's just not.
Yeah, and soft serve, that falls under ice cream. Once again.
Yeah, gelato.
Ice cream cone. Ice cream sundae. You like your ice cream? You pick ice cream. That is option number three.
By the way, Miles, someone here commenting on your carrot cake says, carrot cake is an abomination. It ruins a perfectly good carrot, and it's a waste of cake ingredients.
I think it's the best. Well, I like roasted carrots. I just think the carrot cake is...
Carrot cake is good. Fantastic. I will say this. As a kid, I couldn't stand it. I would just lick the frosting off.
Yeah, I was right there with you.
But as an adult, I have a little more of a soft spot for carrot cake.
Yeah, again, I'm not going to not eat it, but it wouldn't be my top pick.
And option number
that's
four.
That's the way to sum it up.
On the National Dessert Day, we've got cookies. There's all kinds of cookies out there.
There is.
Nothing wrong with a good cookie. I mean, whether you're just ripping open a pack of Oreos at home late at night or Chips Ahoy or Fudge Stripes or whatever you got. Or I remember when I was a kid, my favorite thing, I never wanted a cake. They used to have this cookie company, like American Cookie Company or something. And it would come in a pizza box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you had this big-ass chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, baby.
And it was kind of cut into individual squares. You know what I mean? Everybody got some cookies.
So. Oh, the giant cookie cake is my favorite kind of birthday cake.
Me too. Oh. Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. You got peanut butter cookies. I mean, you guys like an oatmeal raisin cookie?
Yeah. No, I do not.
I like Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
Biscotti, I guess that counts as a cookie, maybe. I'm not sure if it does or not.
Sort of.
Kind of falls under the umbrella. It's on the same tray.
It's like an adult cookie. Kids don't want it, but adults
will. Exactly. So our men's room poll. Now, keep in mind, this is for the rest of your life. You can eat one of the following desserts. Will it be cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies? As obviously, we are celebrating National Dessert Day in here.
Which I just found out today is National Dessert Day.
Actually exists. Me as well. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Before you play the big game, just know you're playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And our biggest dummy so far is Ray, who took 18 questions.
Wasn't a bad guy, but he's stupid.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Andrew, are you sober or not sober?
I'm driving around, so I'm sober.
All right, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. It's going to be a tough one today on the men's room poll there, Andrew. You have to pick one type of dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
I'm going to have to go with ice cream.
Okay. What is your favorite ice cream?
Oh, man. Probably Jerry Garcia.
All right. Not a bad call.
What exactly is in that? I know the name. I'm just not familiar with the ingredients.
Cherries and chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Are they real cherries, man? Because yes, I don't like
it. You know, when they're real sweet ones.
Yeah, it's a Ben and Jerry's, man.
Yeah.
They don't mess with the ingredients.
Well, no, I don't want real cherries in there. Once you freeze fruit and put it in ice cream, it's like, I can't have
those cocktail cherries.
I know.
But they're maraschino great. Cherries?
Yeah, they're great.
Put them in a cocktail.
Well, and we get all versions of the product, right? So if I take cookies, I can also have cookie dough.
Yeah. If you pick cake, you can just eat flour.
Or you can lick the frosting and eat a cake batter if you want.
Well, with ice cream, it's an all-time kind of thing. And it doesn't just have to be for dessert, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, man. All right.
Yeah, my dad used to say that. He's type 2 now.
Doesn't mean he was wrong. It just means... My father used to say that, and now my mother pretty much forbids him from eating ice cream after going to the doctor. They may be in the same situation. All right, here's your question, Andrew. First minted in the year 2000, whose likeness was on the face side of the dollar coin?
Susan B. Anthony?
Okay, first minted in 2000.
Susan B. Anthony, I believe. She was on the dollar coin. That came out in 79, I think it was.
Sacagawea?
Sacagawea.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, I got that one wrong myself. All right, your question. What was the name of the NBC sitcom starring Joel McHale, Jillian Jacobs, and Chevy Chase?
Community.
Nice.
There you go. Two and done.
You know, I never saw an episode of that show.
Like, I saw a couple of them. Really? Yeah, it wasn't bad, yeah.
I just never watched it. No particular reason.
It's funny because it's loaded with stars.
I know. I mean, everyone on the show I've heard of, I'm familiar with, I just never watched it.
By the way, I'm looking at Ben and Jerry's flavor. I just like the name of this one. Thick mint.
Thick mint.
That's big chunks of chocolate.
Yeah.
Mint chocolate.
It's like a fat Irish chick. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Boom, bitches.
Boom.
Tom, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, welcome to the show, Tom. Since you're not sober, this might be a difficult one. Pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
I'd have to go with pumpkin pie.
You're going to go pie.
All right.
Just based on one style of pie, or do you like many?
Pumpkin pie or pecan. Those are my two, whipped cream on the top and all that good stuff.
Okay, yep. Dude, I'm right there with
those. Are the best two in the game.
Now, do you eat them all year round, or do you just eat them at the correct time of the year, so to speak? Not correct, but...
Correct time of the year.
Okay, all right.
What do you consider pecan pie, though? Because in the South, it's all year round.
Yeah, that's always.
You know what I mean? Like we eat it around this time of the year because I think this is just pie season. But if I were to visit my family in Texas, I mean, we go there in July. You know, it's 10 million degrees outside. Like, oh, we got pecan pie. Well, there's no question.
See, that would be weird for me. You go to a barbecue, right? Uh-huh. Middle of August, it's hot. Your job to bring the dessert. Someone brings pumpkin pie. And I would be like, this is eggnog. This is too early. You know what I'm saying?
I think you'd fight through it.
I mean, pumpkin, I could see, but pecan, he's right. You go to like traditional, especially like barbecue joints. That's the only
guarantee.
Geez, I'm dying today. Krispy Kreme, they sell little miniature ones. So in my house,
that's what I was going to say.
Pecan pie is like, all year round.
Are you serious?
Little Debbie used to do that.
I remember Little Debbie, that little whore.
Eastman's,
but you're saying Krispy Kreme?
Krispy Kreme has one about this big.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Like a you haven't had one yet?
No! I don't know about it.
That's a, you know.
They're sticky.
Maybe you've been out Saturday watching sports. Stop by the corner store.
They're sticky.
Hey, man, that's what I want.
And sugar.
All right, Tom, here is your question. The Maldives. The Maldives belong to what continent?
Continent?
Continent, yes.
Continent has like a, okay. Africa?
North America.
Nope.
Asia.
Not to make you guys feel bad, but Mike got it instantly. Mike's an international man of mystery.
Yeah.
Speaking of international man of mystery, we had a side conversation today. They're advertising the latest James Bond flick, or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Right? And we realized you are a secret agent. Yeah. You have a license to kill. Yeah. You have top clearance military for security, sure. All this stuff. But when you introduce yourself, you give your real name. I mean, look, I'm not a spy.
I just feel like
that's not a good idea.
Maybe.
Hey, James Bond, everybody.
What you don't know is that's not his real name.
I think it is.
I think we're going to learn that eventually, maybe down the road. You know what I mean?
You think that'll be my name is Igor Abramowitz.
And they look at the
but
idea,
I go by James Bond.
James Bond.
Yeah. There's been like four or five James Bonds, so it's not exactly out of the question for 007 to just be named James Bond.
That's a good call. Saying, he always said it.
Right.
James Bond. Like, what are you saying? It's that's not, code
every
for...
Time, every time they change it, it's not 008, then 009, then 010, or 010, you know.
Right, but and James Bond, but like, wait, there's different dudes that play him, but he's always James Bond.
But here's the problem. Every time he goes up, whoever's nemesis is going to be per movie, right? Once that nemesis gets word that Bond is there, even if that's not his real name, they know who he is.
And they know what
so
he looks like.
So then switch it up.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the new James Bond?
No. And it's Igor Abramowitz. We established that already. All right, here is your question. What New Mexico city was named after the Spanish words for the crosses?
What city?
What city in New Mexico is named after the Spanish words for the crosses? Mike, you nailed it.
El Paso?
That's in Texas.
And that would be the pass.
Albuquerque?
The crosses, Las Cruces.
Oh. See, the difference is I only know one town.
I know. I'm trying to
not even sure. Santa Fe.
I can pull two.
Yeah.
Roswell?
Oh, yeah.
Can you name a fourth?
Las Cruces.
I'll name a fifth, Placidus. I only know that.
Oh,
Placidus?
It's between Santa Fe and Albuquerque. My parents live there. It's the only goddamn reason I know.
Everybody in this room should know a fifth. It's called Clovis.
Oh, God, right. We were on there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
What about Alto?
Alto?
I don't know.
You're just making ass up now.
No.
You mean like Palo Alto?
Or does Alto mean stop?
Alto means stop, I think, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Thanks, there is an Alto, New Mexico.
There is.
Oh, Ted.
I've been watching Better Call Saul.
He knew that.
Yeah.
All right, back to you, Tom. Who played the Keymaster in the original Ghostbusters?
Tom Hanks?
No. Not Tom Hanks.
Harold Ramis?
Nope.
Rick
it's a man.
Moranis?
Yes, I was going to say his last name means I want some more butt.
Yeah,
Rick Moranis.
Didn't he get taken over?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know that about Moranis? That's, yeah. His name translates to, can I have more butts, please? Rick Moranis.
Moranis.
Most people don't know that about him.
Anita Moranis.
Yeah, that's his sister. Anita Moranis.
It's Italian. That'd be a good one for the PA system. Moranis? Anita Moranis? Is there an Anita Moranis here?
Hey, can you see if Anita Moranis is here?
In the store for me. It's an emergency.
All right, Tom. True or false? Marvel once created a character named Captain Citrus, specifically to sell orange juice.
False.
That's true.
That is true. That is so stupid, I couldn't even think to make that up. Yeah, I don't know what year it was, but they created a character named Captain Citrus.
Just remember to drink me before you brush.
You don't want that weird taste in your mouth.
It gives you heartburn.
All right, here is your
question. It's for kids.
What four C's are named for colors?
Say that one more time.
What four C's are named for colors?
Four C's?
C-S-E-A-S.
Like a body of water.
You know two of them right out of the gate.
C. What four C's?
Are named after colors.
After a color.
So, bodies of water, seas.
As in, you've sailed the seven seas.
The color, like, Red Sea?
Yeah, there's one.
That's one.
You're getting it.
Red Sea. You got the Mediterranean sea?
That's not a color.
No.
You know, keep going. Keep guessing.
Red Sea.
Yeah.
Red Sea.
Black Sea.
Yep.
Yep.
Black Sea. I guess it should be a blue sea?
Nope.
No?
They have sushi on a conveyor belt. Caspian?
That's not a color.
The sushi?
What the hell? A color, goddammit! The red, black, white, and yellow. Red, black, white, and yellow.
He said blue sea. I was like, blue sea? You get sushi on a conveyor belt.
More Big Debbie on the way, 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Hey, we get to hang out again.
KISW proudly presents Live Day, solid gold 70 style. It's going down Thursday, November 18th. We will see you at Snoqualmie Casino. BJ and Migs, our show, completely live. That means every single sound effect you hear, every commercial, every song we play will be done by a live band in front of a live studio audience. You will be involved with the program. It's going to be a good time. Now, these tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All the details at KISW.com. Tons of packages. I haven't read through them all, but if you can only make it to the morning, they got a package for that. If you can only make it to the evening, they got a package for that. If you can go all day, they got a package for that, too. So go check out and see how your day works out. Head to KISW.com tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. There you go for Live Day. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
All right, we got some James Bond clarification. My argument being, hey, man, you're licensed to kill, you're a secret agent, all this stuff. Maybe don't introduce yourself by your real name. So we propose, all right, maybe his name is actually Igor Abramovich. Well, it's probably not. Anyway, they say different conflicting things. Somebody says James Bond is a call sign, but then someone else says James Bond is his birth name, not a code name. And then they add, his name is James Bond. His father's name was Andrew Bond. His mother was Monique Bond.
And he had a sister named Gold Bond.
Yes, and sister Gold Bond. There's a James Bond movie where Bond ends up, not that one. Basically, the tombstones in the family cemetery in the movie Skyfall show his parents' name. So James Bond, secret agent or not, he is, in fact, introducing himself by his real name.
Okay.
Which just seems stupid.
Or again, that's what they want you to think.
Right. You're right, Ted. You're right.
We got Tom on the line working for Team Not Sober. And, Tom, you're on question number 6.
All right, Tom, question number 6 for you. Who provided the voice of Garfield in the 2 theatrically released movies?
Oh, another movie question. What's his name? First name? Theodore? No.
He was in, let's see here, what do you call it? Groundhog's Day, Caddyshack.
Is he passed away?
No, he's still alive.
Still alive.
He was in Stripes. He was in Stripes.
Yes. Ghostbusters.
Groundhog Day,
Saturday Night Live,
Groundhog Day.
Movie is the hardest one. I'll take a go. had a... No, Hanks wasn't in that.
You just say Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks again. I mean, yeah, he's not in every movie.
No.
Don't hurt yourself,
just,
man.
Just throw a name. I'll just say John Jackson.
I don't know any of the actors on that movie.
I'm going to guess for you, Mike Davis.
No, Miles, not Mike Davis.
Okay.
You were close. His name is William Murray.
Tom, I'm going to give you a countdown clock from here on out, man. You got 20 seconds.
All right,
time to question. True or false, your hair and fingernails continue to grow after you die.
That's true.
That is false. It looks like that's happening because your skin is disappearing. That's essentially it. You're dead. Things don't keep growing.
I feel like my back hair will.
My nose will.
They're going to think they found a woolly mammoth. Ted, we found a fuck. Oh, no, that's Ted. Our bad.
We can't find his tusk.
There it is.
It's so weird and tiny.
So flimsy.
Right?
All right, your question. What is the international radio code word for the letter T?
Code word.
Mm-hmm. There's like Alpha, Bravo, I don't know what C is.
Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot.
There was a movie, in fact, with Sylvester Stallone.
With a guy named Cash.
Yeah.
It's a dance. Right. It's a dance.
It takes two to do it.
It does take two to do it.
It takes two to what, Tom? It takes two to...
Two. True.
It takes two to do what?
He's guessing true.
It takes two Tango. To true?
Tango.
Oh, my God. Holy Toledo. Whoa, we
man.
Got it.
God almighty, man. Whoa. Seriously, let's take a quick breather.
Yeah, here. Oh, man.
I mean, the guy, I like him. He's a nice guy. Yeah, but two questions in, all I can think is, oh, no.
Anybody else's back hurt?
I just want to say tango. Just say the word tango. Didn't he guess true at some point?
Yes.
Okay, look, if that's not an option, don't say true. What? Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dave, sober, not sober.
Not sober. I'm sober.
By the way, Miles, you'll appreciate this comment. It says, I had to check on IMDb to see if Bill Murray was still alive, because Miles said he was still alive.
Did you watch the fight this weekend, Thrill?
What's that?
Did you watch the fight this weekend?
I did. It was some of the best 80 goddamn dollars I spent on a pay-per-view. Did that before the wife looked. She'll find out later. But, I'm telling you, as far as heavyweight fights go in the last, decade, 15 years, probably the best one that I've seen. Easily.
I wasn't expecting that much action in the deep rounds.
I wasn't either, man, but they went at it.
In any heavyweight fight.
These guys, man, well... Wilder looks like he's in shape. He looks like the last guy you'd want to mess with, right? Tyson Fury, he's just a chunky dude, but that guy throws through every freaking round, man. He's a badass.
And he's a monster.
He is a monster.
He's so tall.
Keep on, the short guy in the ring was 6'7".
Yeah.
That's the short guy.
All right, Dave, our men's room poll, you got to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Will it be cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
I'll probably take some cake.
Cake it is. What's your favorite cake?
Man, I'm just... kind of the chocolate cake with a glass of milk.
Mm. Okay.
Dave, I don't know. You didn't... You're just like, yeah, all right, I'll take some cake.
I know. No enthusiasm.
For the rest of your life, it's only dessert. All right, I'll take cake.
Yeah. I'm not a big dessert guy, but...
Miles...
I'm going to take a beer when I'm done.
Well, I'm with you on that one. So, if I pick ice cream, stuff included in the ice cream can count if it's another dessert.
You mean like chocolate cookie dough ice cream or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the time to let the ice cream melt and pull out the dough, you have problems.
Hey, Ted, you could pick cake and go to Baskin-Robbins and get an ice cream cake if you wanted to.
Because people keep asking.
I don't know why. This question is just...
Well, people keep asking, where does ice cream cake fall? It's like, ice cream what?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's your answer. Ice cream what is it called? Ice cream cake?
I think it's got to be ice cream, then. Because I want a cookie, I'll just get cookies and cream.
All right, Dave, we're going to start this a little different. We have a new category. This will not count against you if you get the answer wrong. We have the riddle category, the riddle category. Provided to me by the Riddler, in fact. It takes time off from Batman.
Oh, no kidding. I know the Penguin.
We do know the Penguin. They work in this building and they smoke. All right. Here is your riddle. We're just being mean. What goes up and down but stays in the same place? What goes up and down and stays in the same place?
Elevator.
No.
No, Ted.
No.
But still in the same place.
But you're very close. Stairs. Stairs.
They go down. Oh, they do.
Place. Yeah, they.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. That's a revelation.
I always forget. Was the Penguin a male or a female?
As a male. In this case, a female. The Penguiness. I think you've probably seen it. Penguin wears Nikes. All right, here's your question. The first book of the New Testament is the Gospel according to who?
According to Matthew.
All right, well, you're going done, to heaven, sir. Dave. Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 round.
You know what? I'm going to be first. All right, Matthew, whatever.
Let me go. I'm going to let you finish. The original Kanye.
So we're reading a whole New Testament. I know.
Let me start.
I'm going to be first.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Aaron, are you sober or not sober?
You doing that psychedelic thing, never sober again.
I didn't hear you, man. What'd you say?
Sober.
Oh, sober.
Did you say if you do enough psychedelics, you're never sober again?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Aaron. Got a proud employer somewhere.
Why can I hear him so clearly?
Hey, Aaron, now pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Now, can you put, like, brownie batter in a cake husk and make a brownie cake?
I don't know. Cake? I'm not a baker.
You want cake.
You want cake.
And you can make any kind of goddamn cake
Jesus
you want.
Christ.
Oh my God. I'll tell you, some of these questions involve, like, bodily harm or whatever. This is a tough one.
It is. But these are things people are familiar with. If we have something inane, people are real quick.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your question. In Hamburg, Germany, a kartoffel is a type of what food? Zucchini, eggplant, or potato?
Potato.
Good job.
Nice job, Aaron.
How did anybody know that?
I wouldn't know that.
Typically,
it sounds like what it is.
I don't know.
It'd be spudden nougat or something.
Spudden nougat?
You know what I mean.
You know. We need to send you to Germany. I want to, Spadenugan. Spadenugan.
Meatfurter.
Hello, Bryce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Bryce, sober, not sober?
I'm driving around with my coworker right now at work, so not sober.
Oh,
right.
You should have told him. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Not sober.
All right, Bryce, you're going to pick one dessert to eat for the rest of your life in honor of National Dessert Day. So cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
I got to go with pie.
Pie, huh?
What kind of pie are you going to first?
Oh, man, I got to go with the original pumpkin pie.
All right, nothing wrong with that. I have some pumpkin pie at home right now.
Yeah, good idea to buy.
Oh, nice.
Buy some Cool Whip. You might need it soon.
I don't know where it came from. It's store-bought, but basically we got back from Sacramento. It was in the kitchen. I may have had 3 slices of lunch the other night after smoking a little something.
Yeah.
Telling you, that pumpkin pie ice cream, that stuff's great.
That stuff, you turned me on to that, man. That is.
Actually, credit due to my sister-in-law.
Is that why you keep picking ice cream? Because you can just get all
you
the
go
same
back
flavors?
To that pumpkin pie.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's true. Ice cream will mimic other desserts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want brownies? Get the brownie ice cream.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, honestly, I was team cookie in the first hour. Now I'm team ice cream.
I think I'm going ice cream now. Yeah, I'm right there. All right, Bryce, we start you with a riddle. What has to be broken before it's of any use to you? What has to be broken before it's of any use to you? For me, a lot of time, it's a woman's spirit. But that is not the answer to this riddle.
Right. It has to be broken before it works.
Before it works?
Before it's of any use to you. Mike got it.
I have no idea. Is it an egg?
Yes. An egg.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're always obvious. They have to get the answer. That's why the Riddler did all this.
Well, unless you're going to egg somebody's house, then you don't need to break it before you use it.
We also would have accepted hymen.
All right.
But if you throw an egg at a house and it ricochets off, then it wasn't a whole lot of use to you. It has to really break for it to, like...
For you to care about the... Right. Even if you boil it. It's not like you popped a thing in your mouth with the shell still.
Right.
I hope. All right, here's the question. A man named Paul D. Hubbard. He was the quarterback created with inventing the modern huddle. What affliction did he suffer from?
Affliction? Like a...
A malady, a physical thing he had to overcome.
So he created the huddle. So, man, did he, I'm leaning something like towards his voice or his hearing. Was he hard of hearing?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Think about it. So we
get
have the
close,
huddle.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, the dude was literally deaf. So he would, but he could speak. But he made all the players get closer, so the other team would not hear the plays he's calling.
Crack a jack, sweep left.
Boy, the defense knows every play.
Big dummy.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tim, are you sober? Or not sober.
I am sober.
Welcome to the show, Tim. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you can only eat one dessert for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Have we decided whether or not cheesecake is cake or pie?
And we went pie on cheesecake.
All right, well then pie.
Okay. All right.
You love cheesecake that much?
I do, man.
That much, yes.
Okay. I really do. My God. The Oreo cheesecake at Cheesecake Factory. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but see, you're getting back to putting cookies in.
I know.
That's the thing about cheesecake.
It's like the ice cream of the pie world.
Yeah. You just think anything on it.
I have a graham cracker crust.
Uh-huh. You tried their pineapple upside down cheesecake?
I don't want pineapple other than just eating pineapple.
Oh, man. Worth a shot.
All right, Tim, we're going to start you off with a riddle. Your riddle is this. What word in the dictionary is actually spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly?
All right, now to your real question.
Okay.
That one pissed me off. I was like, son of a bitch. All right, here's your question. How many wings does a butterfly have?
Four.
Oh, you're just on fire.
He's on it.
Just on fire.
So smart.
By the way, people pointed out that the first riddle, what has to be broken before it's of any use to you? They said a glow stick.
That's what I was thinking.
Honestly, was that what you're thinking?
These are a bunch of ravers, dude.
I know. I mean, right. The festival goers are like, glow sticks,
this is our acid-based listening
group.
You
got to crack them. Shake them up.
Our hallucinogenic friends.
Yeah, I was going a little more basic with this, you know, but you're right.
I'm happy. I thought it was just me.
No, not at all, dude.
Glad I didn't say glow sticks. No, I just remember them as a child, and they were awesome.
No, you're right.
I don't know anybody that would need glow sticks as an adult, but if you go to the Army Navy surplus store, they're the military-grade ones.
Ooh.
Well, obviously,
they are.
Okay. And thicker, right? Aren't they the big fat ones?
Just stop, man.
They're the standard size.
Okay.
They're just brighter and last a little longer.
This is a little inside knowledge.
Yeah.
That's why, like, dude, here come the hippies again.
When there's a run to the Army Navy surplus, they're like, right.
Well, and they sell, like, the crazy ones that only last for half an hour.
How long does your glow stick on average last?
Those ones I get at that store, I feel like they last almost 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the next night it's dull, but...
Okay.
I try to harness the light.
As he's tripping. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Ben, sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, Ben, welcome to the show, Big Dummy. National Dessert Day, you can only eat one dessert for the rest of your life. Will it be cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
Ice cream.
Ice cream it is.
Ice cream.
Okay. Team cream.
All right, Ben, we're going to start you off with a riddle. What has one head, 1 foot, and 4 legs?
One head.
1 foot, and 4 legs.
Oh, that's easy. That's a bed.
Well done.
Wow.
See, these guys are quicker than you clowns.
Yeah,
all right.
Kidding.
Here is your question. The word Nimrod became another term for an idiot as a direct result of what cartoon character?
Nimrod. Goofy?
It was a Bugs Bunny?
It was Bugs Bunny. Do you understand the irony of it? So up until Bugs Bunny ruined this name, Nimrod is like this legendary, and I believe it's mythical, but is this exceptional hunter. If Nimrod went hunting, Nimrod came back with food or whatever the hell it was. So he was making fun of Elmer Fudd because
for
Elmer
being
Fudd,
a terrible hunter.
For being a terrible. So he's like, look at this Nimrod. Most people didn't know that, myself included. So now we use Nimrod to explain someone who's stupid, but Nimrod was supposed to be a compliment. And Bugs Bunny. Thank you, Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny.
By the way, Thoreau, you're right. What's apparently that? Bond has aliases in the movies.
Do we ever hear him say it, though? I feel like every time you see a James Bond movie, I've never...
I'm Corey Franklin.
I wanted you to... I'm Jamal Washington. Be like,
Washington. Jamal Washington. Washington.
You look more like a James Bond, but who am I to judge?
Well, wasn't that part of the premise of Archer? Like, they always tell him how terrible he is of a spy to use his real name.
Oh, do they actually point that out?
They do.
Okay, I feel like somebody should. Like, dude, you have 00 status, you dumb mother. Why do you keep telling people your name is James Bond when you go to the place where you're looking for the bad guy? Sorry, I can't move past it. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. What is the most common street name in the United States? Main, First, Second, or Park?
I know this one. It's Second.
Now, how did you deduct that, Ben?
I remember watching it on that stupid Big Bang Theory show, and they pointed that out because it's either, when it's first, it's either first or main.
Well, correct.
But there's always going to be a second.
Is always second.
Makes sense. Okay,
so gotcha. If I designed a city, I would have first, then have main, then have third.
We don't have we don't have Main Street.
We don't. There's not.
No. I don't believe
not
so.
In the city.
No, I mean, there might be one in, like, you know, Enumclaw.
Right.
But there's not one here in
Seattle. There's not one here in Seattle? There's no Main Street here
what
in Seattle?
What would be Main Street? What would you just... Right, we have a First Avenue.
Right, hang on.
And then there's Western, and then there's Alaskan as you're going toward the water.
Viaduct, and then if you go
I mean, what street
there,
would you designate as... I would give it to Aurora. Be like, look, it's Main Street.
Yeah, that's
anything
true.
You're looking for is there, especially if it's illegal.
But we have a South Main Street.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Where's North Main Street, then?
Right?
I feel like once you get to a certain size, Main Street leaves.
I would agree. Yeah.
Main Street is where you have the parade. You know what I mean?
Right, like over in Issaquah. Like, Issaquah has gotten much bigger, and there's different sections now and you know, town centers and this and that. But the Main Street is, like, because it used to be a tiny town.
Yeah.
And that's Front Street, yeah. And now it's Front Street.
Yeah.
They actually changed the name to Front Street?
Yeah.
Or is it? Oh, okay.
People are fronting. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Yes, so it is, Ted.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. James, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Just finished work.
All right, James, welcome to the program, Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll.
What's up,
you
James?
Only eat one dessert for the rest of your life. Cake, pie, ice cream, or cookies?
I'm on the same page as Thrill. I like my cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. There you go, brother.
So you're going to go pie.
Pie.
Yeah. All right, pie it is.
On that note, Thrill, have you ever had a chest pie? You're talking about all the southern pies and stuff.
Did you say chest pie?
Chest.
Oh, chest pie. No.
Chest pie is the thing coming up with Dirty Big Dummy.
Yeah, like all those boobs. No, I've never had a chest pie. What's in it?
Yeah, it's just like a pecan pie, but without the pecans.
Oh, okay. So it's just gooey sugar, man.
Oh.
Hey, I'm not above that.
Yeah. It's in.
All right, James, that looks good.
James, we have a real quick riddle for you. What can run but never walks? It has a mouth, but it never talks. It has a head, but never weeps, and it has a bed, but never sleeps. So it can run, but it doesn't walk. It has a mouth, but it does not talk. Gotta feel like Dr. Seuss. It has a head, but never weeps, and has a bed, but never sleeps.
Flower?
No. A river.
Yep.
All right, James, here is your real first question. What manager founded both the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC?
No idea, so I'll just say Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin, yeah.
I feel like I always screw up his first name and call him the actor.
Because you're going to say Ron, aren't you?
Right, but it's something Perlman.
It's Lou Perlman. Lou Perlman.
Creep.
No kidding. All right, your question. Multiple choice, a snake, a shoe, or a bra. What is a topsider? You can guess which one it's not.
I'm going to guess a shoe.
It is a shoe.
It's a snake.
Oh, what?
Oh, no, it is the shoe.
No, it's the shoe.
It is the shoe.
Don't argue with white guys about top siders.
Jesus Christ, we've been wearing them since we started wearing polo shirts.
Yeah, we went to college.
Cargo pants.
I think we went to, well, you know.
Last time
other white guys did.
Last time Ted and I were sailing, everyone had Sperry's on.
A little more vino.
More Big Daddy coming up, 206-421.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.